got Giant Shock, Magtar, Kuda, and Nova Sphere.
Groovy!
I know we're on the game.
You game. Finish him. Finish him.
Everybody back again this week, and that was one hell of an intro, huh?
All right,
it was sweet. At this point, we're planning on adding one. I didn't come with one tonight, so hopefully it's there by the time this
Fingers
goes up.
Crossed.
I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix, A Squad, Giant Shock,
Sin Shaka,
Max Barracuda.
What's up?
Novus Redemptor.
What's up?
What is new this week? Okay, that didn't work. What's new?
Mickey Mouse operation.
Xbox Live was having a little sale on WWE 2K14 for WrestleMania, so I picked that up, and we just did a episode of Recreational Warfare with it. And
we did.
It was fun. Yeah. I haven't played a wrestling game in like 7 years.
They're always fun, man. Especially not so much fun when you're by yourself, but like, you know, you got cool friends over, and it's just a fun time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, all the old school wrestlers, because I don't really know too many of the new guys. Like, there's a bunch of people, like Dean Ambrose. Like, I don't know who that guy is. Couldn't pick him up out of the lineup. But we basically wrestled with the old school guys, Razor Ramon, Hulk Hogan's, and all that stuff.
We did a tag team match. Giant Shock and I were Big Show and Andre the Giant, if you guys want to check it out online. And
yeah,
that's
wait,
a lot of
wait,
man.
Like, you got to wait like 2 weeks for that one.
That is, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we crushed him.
It was like a mile of black spandex.
In all fairness, it was you guys won after losing to both of us in like three matches.
It was fun. Multiple wrestling times. Games haven't changed, though.
No, they were way different. Like the SmackDown versus Raw ones are way more arcadey than these ones. These are more like the THQ ones from back in the day.
I picked it up, and we all kind of knew what we were doing, right?
Yeah, it was easy to get the basics, but I couldn't figure out how to do anything. Like, I couldn't figure out how to attack when I was running.
Because you never took your thumb off the X button.
Like, you just press X.
You can't button mash.
I did try to press the right
reversal.
Trigger.
What are, like, 13 buttons on a controller? Like, you just press the one.
Well, because most of them don't seem to do very much. Like, okay, apparently right trigger gets you to reverse everything.
Yeah.
And then X is to punch, and that's all I really need to know at this point. Because I was trying to, like, run. I was trying to, like, you know, grapple and clothesline people while running. None of that seemed to happen.
Well, you're getting super played on the floor. You're
that's another thing. That's another thing. When I'm
it
on
wasn't
the...
happening. I was laying on the ground. And punching
when
or
I'm
jumping
on
or
the ground.
Funny enough, Hulk Hogan doesn't do the Hulk enough. And
when I'm on the ground, I don't seem to be getting up anytime soon. Just sitting there like, okay.
And then, like, I'm sitting there wrestling with the other guys, and then all of a sudden, like, a pissed off Hulkster comes and just throwing fucking potatoes at me. And like, stop it, stop. Eventually we'll reverse one, and then he just put him on the floor again.
He must have, he was laying on the ground, he must have messed with A Squad at the convention. I got a surprising
lead out.
But everybody I talked to actually liked it.
I didn't say I didn't like it, it's just
I'm actually going to have to fight people at the convention now.
Because they're going to get laid out.
Laid out. No, but what are you playing this week?
Good question. I started playing the Battle Block beta, like I was mentioning last week. Mm-hmm. I got to borrow Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U from the library, which it's a little bit different than I was expecting, but still enjoyable.
How is it different than what you were expecting?
I thought it was going to be...
It's been the same game since Super Nintendo.
I was expecting like Mario... Mario 64-ish 3D.
You expect the wrong, Dan.
Yeah,
exactly. It was basically...
You expected too much.
It was basically a side-scroller with 3D elements.
Right.
But still, it was pretty good for the short time I played it.
Okay.
And aside from that, we played Worms in WWE today, so...
You were trying to get the most out of that Wii U, man. Like,
yeah, man.
I like it, so...
But trying to squeeze every last drop out of my Xbox One.
I like it, and again, the library has a lot of the games, so I just borrow them for free. So it's not like I'm, you know, paying to rent them. I'm not buying them. So it's just I play them because they have them. I get them for a week for no cost.
Dan, you should go
buy
a game.
We know how the library works.
Well, I'm just
they're free. They're no cost. They let you borrow things.
But I'm just saying that people sit there complain about, like, you know, buying used games, all this stuff. Like, go to your fucking library. You can get it there for free for a little while.
Books. Check them out.
Danny, hush hush. Go buy a Wii U game.
I remember that whole song. Read about stars and cars and electric guitars. Nobody remembers that? California.
You're
Raging?
About to get laid out.
Max, what are you playing?
I have not been home that much this week, so it's been phone games. So I. Well,
where have you been? Let's talk about your personal life.
Okay. The No.
No, you don't.
I was playing Plants vs. Zombies 2, actually.
Yeah, which good one. Is
crazy fun. Why wouldn't it be?
Have you played Garden Warfare yet?
I still haven't.
It's fun.
You got it?
Yeah. Well, I don't have it, but my sister has it, yeah.
And good?
Yeah, it's fun. It's, you know.
You talking about Full Metal Phoenix?
No, no. I didn't want to explain that. It's my wife's sister. Oh. She's got it. Right. But she's my little sister, too. It's all one big happy. Anyway.
Aww. Anyway, like, how do you get to the new worlds in this thing without paying for them?
You got to unlock all the little stars. You got to wait your time.
I beat every level of the levels they give you. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing I don't like about the game is they're like, oh, you don't have to buy stuff. Mm-hmm. But then you clearly have to buy stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around these days.
How much you pay for the game?
The game itself is free. It's free to play, but then
so what are you arguing about, man? You didn't even give them their fair share yet.
So technically you beat the game. Hooray,
I'll do the next one. Through the ads.
These bastards and their free games getting you in the door, and then they want money.
And then they're like, you know what? I don't do this for free.
I'll entertain myself for free. What is this?
I had the same problem in front of the sandwich shop. They gave me a free sample, and then they were like, I went in to get a whole hit sandwich, and they were like, whoa, you gotta pay.
You're right. I should just rented it from the library.
Yeah, I was about to say this. Believe it or not, there's a spot that loans you stuff for free.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Tell me about this place.
All right. So,
game is on a budget.
My game that I tried out this week was the new Kinect game. Kinect Rival.
Yeah, I've never heard of Kinect except for that whole plastic construction
the building
thing.
Set.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
What is this shit you're talking about?
The new Kinect Rival.
Okay.
Which we will talk about later in news.
Uh-oh.
Because I have a full talk about it. You know, I want you guys to weigh in. Fuck it. Let's talk about it now.
Is the premise of the story that the Kinect still sucks?
Yeah, that's okay. Pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
What's the game even about?
It's just like Wii Sports or, you know, it's Kinect.
Kinect
just
Sports.
Very basic.
Rivals.
Right. Yeah, Kinect Sports Rival. So, let's hit the news.
Yep, hitting that news.
Hit that
news. About to get laid out.
Everyone. Have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
A lot of games out this week. A lot of games. First off, Titanfall 360 this week.
Oh, you just told me it came out on 360. I thought the package was for like all the levels and stuff that came out this week.
No, just the game for 360 itself came out this week.
It was
on the 8th.
Supposed to come out earlier, like 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
I would imagine it was supposed to be simultaneous.
No,
but
they're trying to sell Xbox One. I know when they put it out for Xbox One, they said it was supposed to, like, the 360 version was going to come out like a week later, and they ended up pushing it back a few more weeks.
Right.
How much of a downgrade is it?
It's not that much of a downgrade.
Now I really don't need an Xbox One.
Yeah, like my one shining glory on, hey, check it out, at least I have Titanfall. So does everyone else. And more people on my buddy list are playing
on Xbox
360 than Xbox One, you cheap bastards.
It only came out like
cheap bastards.
What, beginning of March?
We didn't buy that useless system.
Did you get Titanfall for 360?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't like multiplayer games.
You cheap bastard.
They only waited 4 weeks, though, because if people knew that in advance, then like a lot of people wouldn't even be bothered with the Xbox. I wouldn't even bother with the Xbox One version of it. I would just got it on 360, because most of my friends are on 360.
Nah. I mean, I still would have got it for Xbox One just to play something on Xbox One at this point. They got a couple downloadable.
Trying to validate your purchase.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't do that? Mr. I rent Nintendo Wii games.
I borrow Wii U games, and I watch YouTube.
Right. Wii U Virtual Console got WarioWare and Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, both pretty good Game Boy Advance games.
When was the last time Nintendo put out a property that wasn't like Mario or Kirby or fucking Zelda?
Well, all they do is Mario now.
Their own property?
I mean, they do like Call of Duty and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah.
Those are the loamiest Wii games
ever.
It
is ripped. I mean, like,
I've wanted to see them just to see how they play. Because I feel
they
like
are ugly.
I'm sure they are, but
they
I mean,
ugly.
I just want to see. Like, also, they have Assassin's Creed 3 for
it looks
Wii
like
U, which
it
I
looks like
see.
Almost like Virtual Fighter, like I'm running blocky around. It's almost like Minecraft.
But also with those games though, because you had the pad, I want to know how they incorporate that if they do it at all.
Well, you aim. You aim at your
pad.
With the Wii U.
With the Wii U.
I don't know.
Yeah, because like again,
I meant with the regular Wii. I played
with the regular Wii. Like the whole thing with the using the little toy gun and actually aiming at the screen. That seems cool for games.
No, you're confusing that with the original Nintendo. That's when you aimed at the screen. Since then, they lost that technology, and I got to aim my gun well above my TV at the Wii sensor.
That's because you a bitch, and you fail.
Oh, yeah, right, because you got your sensor in the middle of your screen.
You just can't aim your gun.
I've always had problems with that. I've always had problems with...
I don't want to be a jerk, but I never had problems with the aiming of a gun on the Wii, the regular system.
No?
No.
You're not aiming at the people. GoldenEye. You're not aiming at the TV.
No, I was aiming just fine in GoldenEye. I just couldn't move because I was with my left hand. Like, it was hard to do both, like aim and...
Oh, no, I mean, I beat Resident Evil on it, and it was, like, fun, but, I mean, when the zombie came up, I want to be able to point it at the zombie on the screen rather... I mean, it was never that difficult to point it up.
You got to adjust it, man.
Yeah, you got to play around with it a little bit, but, I mean, the harder part of playing it that way is moving with the stick because you're using the nunchuck piece, and you're trying to, like, I'm talking about the Wii now, trying to move with the nunchuck piece. It's hard to do that.
I'd rather legitly walk through my house than to, like, try to move with my left, you know.
Yeah, it's something that you, like, you spend a lot of time trying to get used to, and it's I can't do it. So,
all right, also out this week, Lego The Hobbit,
which
the new one,
which is cool.
Those are always fun.
Yeah, they were. I mean,
the new one
time.
For the third movie or the new one for the second movie?
I think it's for the entire.
Yeah, just
series.
The Hobbit.
Oh, they're doing them all at once? It's just the Hobbit?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
It's probably the first two. I can't imagine them doing the third movie before the third movie's out.
But the book came out.
Everyone, spoiler alert.
Smaug dies.
Bilbo ends up with the ring.
They did that for Harry Potter. They put out like the first years. They did that for Indiana Jones.
Yeah, but
the first adventures.
They lumped in some years. It was like the first 3 years and then 4, 5, 6.
That's what I mean. They didn't give you everything. They're probably just trying to get a few... Like the movies do, where they have to split it into three movies to make a few more bucks.
But you know
making it two games.
Honestly, I don't think Lego Company needs more money after the Lego movie came out. Like, they are... They're fucking...
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm sure Lego's really...
You ever bought a Lego for a kid lately? Those shits are fucking expensive.
Those shits are expensive,
oh, yeah.
Man.
Millennium Falcon, 120, I think.
That's a big one.
I think the Death Star is like $500.
Probably.
Hogwarts Castle is like $225 because I was looking at it.
For a kid's birthday, I bought the Joker and Batman on a helicopter, and that thing was $50. And the helicopter was not that big. It was like a regular size Lego.
Okay.
I was like, $50.
I believe you.
I was like, Jesus.
Football Manager for Vita. Football being soccer, so it's like...
Football.
Yeah,
football.
Pretty much you just manage your team. I hate those games.
Well, I mean, is there any gameplay to it besides just the managing aspect?
Yeah, but you're not actually the player. You're just kind of coaxing them.
It's like fantasy football.
Dude, trust me. I didn't really look that deep into the game. But I remember I got you head coach 1 year because I thought that it would be like interesting. Was it interesting?
I never opened it up.
Collecting dust on a shelf somewhere.
Same thing with like I got you the Mickey Mouse game or something like that.
Epic Mickey?
Oh, touche. I never opened that up.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Oh, yeah, well...
Go to your local library.
Yeah.
They have it. I've rented it.
I don't
borrowed
it. To the library. And out this week, big one, Kinect Sports Rivals.
Big one?
The big question on everybody's lips is...
How many goats does it blow?
Right. No, does the Kinect actually work?
No.
And the answer is absolutely yes,
but
kind of. 90%, which still sucks, man. I need it to work 100%.
Again, so, Xbox. So aren't you glad we forced you to buy this?
I need it to work better. I'm sorry. I mean, it's not as clunky as the old Kinect.
I mean, I'm never a hater, but as far... like, I tried going to the store this week to buy any game for the... I have both systems. Nothing for the... I had Titanfall. I already had that. And then PS3, a 4, I should say. I couldn't even find a game that I didn't already have on the Xbox that I would buy specifically for the PS4. I was like, I don't want a racing game. I'm just nothing. The show's coming out next month. That'll be the first game I'll buy on it.
Sweet.
Octodad, too, eventually comes
out. No, but Kinect Sports Rivals, it's got six different sports. It's, what are they? They're shooting, rock climbing, bowling, tennis, jet ski, something else.
How did bowling get in there with like
shooting,
rock climbing, jet skiing, bowling?
Bowling's made for these motion sensing games, and the tennis, the bowling and the tennis are made for it. Now I got to try the jet ski. I already did that before though on the demo. It's okay, and I got to try the rock climbing too down at the game hut because I wanted to. And it's really just, yeah, yeah. You're doing, it's exactly what you think it is. It's just basically fist pumping back and forth. Just
you ever born to be a Nick Arcade?
Yeah.
Now you can, in your living room.
You shake your foot a little bit if somebody tries grabbing you. it's just not that cool. It's just not that cool. And it's $60.
Is it that much?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like $40.
Is it a digital download or is it?
Yeah, like... $60 digital download.
Give me a break.
And you could, well, you can buy it on disc too, but still $60.
It's going to go down in price when you realize that no one buys it and they lower the used price.
That, I mean, that is nuts, man. That's not cool. Not cool.
Yeah, you hear that? Microsoft or whoever else made it? Not
you're
cool.
Not cool. Anyway.
You're going to get laid out.
Peter, don't come by the booth. You'll get laid out. I think all the skits before the show are now going to involve getting laid out. Anyway, just a quick side note. Peter Monolou came out and said that he thinks that it's very gimmicky and that they should come out with a Xbox One version very soon without it, so that it will be a price drop and they'd be nuts not to, and that he's not impressed with it. And I was sitting there watching the interview going, you son of a bitch. You're the one who talked me into getting the first Kinect. Remember with all that Milo crap you were laying
on
us?
Who is this guy?
Peter Monolou. He's a guy he does Fable. He owns 22 cans.
That's what I thought. So basically, a guy is talking about how a product being put out is not good. This is the man who made Fable 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's him.
I'm just going to retry.
Does anyone remember how excited, like, I ran in like a paperboy, like, guys, come, look fast, look. This Milo character's going to change it all. Remember that a couple years ago? With
he's
the
a
Kinect,
game changer.
The little boy that lived in your TV or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that. Remember that? Yeah. That was Peter Monolou. That's the whole reason I bought the Kinects.
Kinect. Did they ever come out with that, like,
Kinect
Fable game?
Yeah, they did.
There's never...
To resounding nothing?
He wasn't involved in that. He was away from the company at that point.
I don't know why. Like,
he's like, I'm in the bathroom, guys.
If you're not going to, like, make... There's really been no major release for the Kinects. Like,
Kinect.
The Kinect's never had like a major release where it's like, okay, this is going to be the game that we're going to just specifically do for the Kinect. And like, it's not just like rock climbing or some dumb shit. It's a game. You know?
They've released games for it, but they're not that big because usually they're not good. There's some I want to try, like Rise of Nightmares. Mm-hmm. I want to try that, but I'm sure it sucks.
I mean, what about like a
Gunslinger was fun.
What about a whole MechWarrior game? Like, kind of work, kind of cool. Like, you know,
I'm not a fucking puppet, dude. I'm not moving my body around.
Why the hell are you ever excited about the Kinect?
Well, you know, I was thinking more of the lines of maybe like a Godzilla walking around destroying
the
city, just fun stuff.
What the fuck is the difference between a MechWarrior and a Godzilla?
That's intricate stuff, dude. I got to shoot with MechWarriors.
One that wasn't necessarily
a boxing
just,
game, obviously.
They had a UFC game.
They had one for UFC, and then like that whole Fighter Within crap.
Yeah.
But
the Avengers one sucked.
I never played the Avengers one. One that is both controller and Kinect, Child of Eden. I enjoyed that.
Child of Eden,
very simple.
The one I was thinking. Remember last week I was like I couldn't remember the name of the space game that I liked?
I don't remember.
Child of Eden.
I just remember the intro.
Child of Eden.
But it can be used with a controller. It's a lot easier to do with a controller, but at least with the Kinect, it's fun to play. But,
it was a lot of fun.
It's just sometimes it can't differentiate your left and right hand. So, because different hands do different things for the game, and you kind of have to like put your arm behind your back so it doesn't recognize your left hand by accident.
Well, I think with the new Kinect, it's
a little bit better than that.
It's better. I think Child of Eden would do very well on the new Kinect.
Yeah, but again, with something like that, where the required moveset is basic, you're not sitting there like you don't have to grip anything. You just keep your hands out, do this, move around.
I mean, I don't know what they're doing. Like,
who wants this?
I don't know. I mean, the fitness stuff, I'm going to tell you the truth, the fitness stuff is kind of cool, but it feels like they have, like, two things from P90X and, like, one thing from Insanity, and that you can't download the rest for free. They're just there, and it feels like when you go to a hotel and they're like, we have world-class mini-golf, and it's, like, that one hole, and you're like, man, you guys don't have you guys just have that hole to say you have mini-golf.
Like, Microsoft is just really clinging to this idea that people actually want the Kinect. When everything seems to be moving past it.
Yeah.
I think
it's the same story with the Wii U.
The Wii U too. Well, yeah. The motion stuff is 10 years. We're done with it.
We're not doing
everything's
motion
going
stuff.
Like Oculus and all that. That's the next
and,
thing,
and that's and that's gonna be the next thing that they release. It's gonna be crap for the first 10, 15 years.
Well, Oculus is
yeah, but at least people
the
are
Sony
looking
one's
forward.
Be Morpheus might be okay.
The way that things are going, we're gonna have about like 10, 15, 20 years of a lot of bad ideas until finally it gets refined.
I'm just saying the Kinect has been tried, and nobody wants it. Nobody uses it. It doesn't work well.
It just needs to be improved. That's it.
Do you guys hear Kickstarter's, just on a side note, and it kind of is video game related, I guess, Kickstarter, where many games are born. Yeah. Kickstarter is offering now stock options instead because so many people got burned with the Oculus. If they would have bought in for the Oculus, they would have, I mean, what? I don't know the math, but like got 100 times their money, and instead they got this Facebook machine that they thought was going to be a video game system. Mm. So they got burned. Yeah. So they're offering stock options now, which is a lot cooler, I think.
My biggest problem with the Kinect is that every time I bring a person that doesn't have an Xbox One in my room when I where I have it, it makes me look like a dickhead.
Yeah?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'll be like, Xbox, turn on. And they'd be like, that's not the exact wordage. And it's like, okay, Xbox, on.
Right.
And then be like...
Well, my problem is I watch TV with some sort of volume, so it can't hear me ever.
Oh. I have a surround sound system hooked up to that shit, right. And it's just, I'm like...
Let's not get into it. Let's not get into it. I just wanted to say, Kinect
can
Sports
play,
Rival.
Can you play the Xbox One without the Kinect?
Yeah. Like, I do it all the time.
You just unplug that shit and put it away?
No, I usually have a piece of paper folded over mine. Like, I don't like cameras in my living room. I just don't.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, come on. What's it?
One other thing before we go on, since you were mentioning the games that are just, you know, for a Kinect, the Just Dance series.
What is it?
They're cool. Oh, they're fun, Dance. Man. I had some fun with those.
A lot of those you know, again, you have to like be like strangely precise. But again, they're made specifically for the Kinect.
No. The new one's a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The new one. It's a Zumba game, but
yeah. Well, because I've seen people play it. People do enjoy it. It's pretty good for what it is. I don't care because I don't dance. But
it is,
I mean,
fun.
It's for what it is. It seems good.
I got most of my dance moves from that game. So
white people dancing.
Right.
All
right. I mean, no, it's fun. Also, I just wanted to throw out quick Kingdom Hearts news, really? Just because everybody
number
knows
three
I love
is coming.
It.
The end.
I eventually. Love Kingdom Hearts so much. Kingdom Hearts 1.5 came out last year, March 14th. Came out for PS3.
That long ago? Wow.
Yeah, last year. 2.5 is coming out. For people who don't know what 0.5 means, it means that it's an HD remake. I understand that HD remakes for games that old are hard. It's almost like making a new game. You know, you can't really translate that the character models or fit the settings.
Is that why they charge you like $20 for the Street Fighter 2 HD remix?
No, Street Fighter's not that old.
Apparently, I think for the first Kingdom Hearts, they lost all the data, so they had to recreate the game
from
scratch.
Yeah, they did.
So
they did.
No one had a little save?
No flash drive? No.
I remember.
They were like,
yeah.
Shit.
Does anyone have a memory card? No. No. I remember
concept
the
art
floppy disk.
I remember being a little disappointed at no new music. They went to the composer and they were like, hey, you want to rework a song? And she's like, no, absolutely
bro,
perfect.
Nah.
I walked away from that. It's perfect. Like, okay. But they came out and said Kingdom Hearts 3 is definitely confirmed, but they don't want to give a time limit because they don't want to feel like they have to rush the game.
Meaning they haven't even started this thing yet.
They'd be talking about
a whole bunch of guys sitting in an office scratching their balls at this point.
Everybody knows, I mean, like, you guys all know I love Kingdom Hearts, but do you know how irritating it is here? I don't want to rush the game. The game is 9 years, it has been 9 years since Kingdom Hearts 2.
It was on PS2 or PS3?
PS2.
PS2.
It actually feels like longer.
It has been 9 years.
Missed a whole generation
of
games.
They could do some interesting things now. I guess if they, you know, Disney owns a lot more stuff.
Star Wars would
Marvel.
Be sick. Marvel would be
Muppets.
Sick.
What's going to happen though? Like, but the amount of time they're going to take to make it, they're going to be gearing up for the next generation of consoles.
No, I don't think. Apparently,
consoles are trying to do like 5 year shelf lives. How long has the other one's been around? Like 6 months.
It went
now?
05 to 2013.
So by the time Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out, when they give it the Duke Nukem treatment. For a few
please,
more years.
Please don't say that.
Duke Nukem was never as big of a game, I think, than...
no, I,
and it's
I mean,
certainly
I,
not going to be ever
we've
again.
All,
so.
But we've all seen, like, little nudges of Kingdom Hearts. Like, I remember walking past a Hot Topic, like, 3 years ago when they had a big Kingdom Hearts display. And
they
I was
made,
like, why?
It's they made six... a PSP one, I think.
Oh yeah, they've. Yeah. I mean, they've Chain of Memories, and they keep it alive through those. But I mean, you know, they even had a phone game.
I always hated.
I think Max, did you have that phone game, Kingdom?
I had the DS ones.
Okay,
I always hated, weren't very good though.
I always hated no. when, back in the day when Zelda, instead of like putting a new one out on Super Nintendo or 64. They throw out like three on Game Boy or DS. Because
they were really good though. Those Zelda games yeah, on the but Game
I
mean, Boy. Like, were good.
I think I had the original Game Boy, but I never had any other ones, and I wasn't gonna get a whole little handheld system for just the one game.
I actually got the Game Boy Advance for the original Kingdom Hearts game that came out.
I think I have that one. Is that
with the cards? Yeah, with the cards.
Yeah, yes, and then they added it to PS2. They brought it to PS2.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I think I have both of them because my fiance has them.
I don't know. Just a quick little tidbit out of Kingdom Hearts that they said that it is going to be slightly more adult game because they realize that fans of the series, I mean, they don't have any younger fans of the series at this point.
They're going to Harry Potter it, basically. As you get further towards the end, it gets
it's going to get a little darker, hopefully.
Less Quidditch.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there's no Quidditch. Well, no, you know what? I take that back. I hope there's a little bit. All right. Next big story, if you have been on the interwebs, you would notice, Danny, please conceal your boner, Super Smash Brothers had a giant info dump.
Oh, yeah, that was yesterday. Yeah. That was crazy.
It was sweet. Definitely, they released the window. 3DS is getting it this summer, and the Wii U will be getting it this winter.
If it lasts that long.
I don't know why 3DS would get it first.
Probably a little bit simpler to make.
More people have one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
they got to figure out what they want to do to make it unique on the Wii U.
They want to give the Mario Kart time to sell more consoles.
Okay, so little things that people should know that there's online modes. There are two different sections, which I hope grows out to other systems. There's for fun section and for glory. So for fun is they track only wins. Random stages, and it's going to include all items, and for glory records wins and losses and only the final destination version of some boards. So it's going to be a little more intense, which I mean Super Smash Brothers has an intense following. Some guys are pretty ruthless.
I was mentioning the game to a guy I used to work with, and I was telling him like, yeah, I'm not so good, I always get hit by like, you know, Kirby dropping as a brick and everything. And he goes into this whole 10-15 minute discussion. He's like, oh, you gotta do this and press this and you gotta watch out for this. And it's like, dude, it's not a fucking science, it's a game.
No, that game's a science. No, man. That is the ultimate frat house game where like a group of guys just get together and play that literally all night.
But what I do enjoy about that though is no matter how good you are at it, you can still get your ass handed to you by someone who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, and it's funny as hell.
You can, and if you don't know what you're doing and you're in with the big boys, then it's still kind of fun to be a fringe character and jump in, jump out. Yeah. It's I mean, some of the nuanced characters, I don't think anyone can jump in and be good with, like, let's say Link that well. Yeah. You know?
If you mess around a little bit,
you jump in with a Kirby, it's a little easier.
Yeah.
Transformations are gone. Zelda will no longer turn into Sheik, and Samus won't turn into Zero Suit Samus.
But I think they're keeping Zero Suit Samus
and Sheik.
And Sheik is a Sheik, not Zelda.
Yeah, different characters. Okay, they're four separate characters.
I was gonna say if you kept Zelda as Zelda and not Sheik, you're just that would be fucking stupid.
Right?
Because I use Sheik a lot. So.
You picked Sheik. I mean, most of us pick Zelda for Sheik.
Yeah.
But that always bummed me out with like any multiplayer game where they made, instead of just making them separate skins for each character, they just basically made like nine different characters that are the same. Like,
oh no, well these guys transformed in the middle of Zelda. You would press the down special and you turn into Sheik.
All right,
yeah. So it's actually streamlining the whole thing,
and it's also a different moveset when you transform. Right. Which I think to compensate for the fact that they're not allowing transformation, they're adding moves to Sheik now. They're adding moves to the people who are...
Well, the transform special at least has to be different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, they also said that Zero Suit Samus was kind of weak, so they souped her up a little bit. And in the game footage that I saw, she had rocket boots. So hopefully that works out.
A little rocket boot action.
Two more playable Pokemon. Charizard with no Pokemon trainer this time. Yeah, he's standing on his own. And Green Ninja.
Green Ninja is from
Black and White.
It's the water starting Pokemon from Pokemon X, X and Y.
But the
you know the when you start off in the beginning of the game, he was Froakie, and then he turns into Frogadier, and then Green Ninja.
Oh, this is after I stop.
Yeah,
right. I know.
This is long down the line. Yeah.
But the Charizard thing—that's just another transformation pretty much getting knocked out. Much. Because you could switch between the three Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Look.
Yeah, hopefully they flesh them out.
Can Brock get a little bit of love in the games? Come on. I always loved Brock. He had no eyes.
Yeah. No, the boy ain't got no eyes. The boy ain't got no eyes at all. So I know we haven't done a lot of Super Smash news. So I'm thinking maybe we'll name some of the newer characters. Anyone excited about? I'm excited about Mega Man.
Mega Man, did you see his final Smash?
I did.
I did not see
it. Why has Capcom kept him out of the game for so long? Because
they show him no love.
Well, maybe he's like an original Nintendo guy. You know?
Oh, he's an OG gangster.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like they just don't care about Mega Man anymore.
I think they were trying to get him in earlier.
You had Game and the guy, the Pocket Watch guy. What the hell's his name?
Game and Watch.
I mean, who the fuck remembers that? Put Mega Man in
old Fox. Final Smash is awesome though because it's all the versions of Mega Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like all Russian with the Mega Blasters.
Yeah,
apparently all at once. Apparently they also I heard about something making reference to Mega Man Legends, which wasn't a Nintendo thing at all. So. Until later on, I think.
Well they had Mega to do Man's it with Cap. There. Yeah, he's Capcom. He's not Nintendo.
I'm just saying they're not sticking just to the old school Nintendo parts. They're going further and putting in stuff that wasn't even necessarily part of Nintendo. They're branching out beyond just the original 8 plus.
Right now they got I got the list. They got Rosalina and Luma from the new Mario's.
Okay. Galaxy?
Mario Galaxy. Okay. Little Mac in it.
Little Mac, I was excited about. That's going to be fun.
I haven't been keeping an eye on this, really.
Because they had it pretty much set for a little while, and then yesterday they just
the info dump.
Yeah, before that it was just what? The Villager. And the Wii U Trainer.
The Fit Trainer.
And Mega Man.
Wait, the Fit Trainer?
Yeah,
that is reaching.
The Fit Trainer.
Yeah. I get what they meant.
But if you go to the Smash Brothers website, everything after Diddy Kong was announced in the last.
Yoshi's back.
They got a kid holding a super scope.
Everybody He's else is like standard so far.
Kid with a power glove.
Yeah.
Captain N needs to come back.
The Game Master?
Yeah. King Hippo.
As long as he doesn't bring anybody else from that show.
He needs to bring King Hippo.
Bring Simon Belmont.
Don't bring Simon Belmont.
What? Simon Belmont would be awesome.
Don't bring Mother Brain.
That's another original Nintendo.
Well, Mother Brain already had a board, didn't she? Wasn't she on Samus's board?
Is she just enough?
I'm saying don't bring Mother Brain back with that voice.
Oh, no. I don't need that.
don't bring that version of Mega
you
Man.
You wouldn't want Simon Belmont?
That version of Simon Belmont?
Even that version was funny to me. He was like the scaredy cat.
they don't need that one. Yeah, they don't need that.
No, that's dumb as hell. Simon Belmont from say Symphony of the Night. In fact, fuck that. Put Alucard in the game from Symphony
Way
of the Night.
Way cooler character.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Right? Yeah, but I mean
Dracula's son.
That should have been in PlayStation Battle Royale.
That would
have
been a good
fit. That would have been great.
Perfect fit.
Yeah, Simon Belmont's one of the original OGs from Nintendo too, man. They should definitely throw him in there.
Well, they got to put him somewhere. They should put Alucard and Simon Belmont.
I think he's an old character too, though. I don't think he belongs to Nintendo.
I think he's Konami. I don't know what Konami's doing at this
Konami,
point.
Konami, last thing I know of, was Never Dead. And holy shit, fuck Konami.
I'll mention it in the shooting breeze. All right, forget
it. Okay. All right, well, and the last story I want to talk about, which I found super interesting, was Kotaku.com. Everybody's favorite game site.
Kotaku?
Yeah.
Yeah, the news site.
Kotaku?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not everyone's favorite. It's just I wanted to, I don't want to take their thunder. They came out with this cool study. And
get laid out.
I'm going to walk in their office and just take their study. Lay them out. All right, so they pretty much brought in the same games, the same group of games into different retailers and found on the same day to find out the different trade-in values. So, it was in late March. The games were Assassin's Creed 4 for Xbox One, Battlefield 4 for PS3, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom for Vita, and Last of Us for PS3. Out of Best Buy, GameStop, Target, Walmart, and Amazon.com, who do you think gave the most?
Out of those?
Best Buy, Walmart.
Best Buy, Walmart, GameStop, Target, Amazon.
Amazon.
I was going to guess Amazon.
That would be my guess, too.
Walmart. Walmart gives... And Walmart.com was part of the study, too, but it gave the same as Walmart, so...
I mean, I should have just guessed Walmart, because they have the biggest margin.
Right. Well Walmart gave $74.32 for all those games. Walmart.com gave the same amount, which is interesting, because that means it's not really regional.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had to type in your region. I don't know. I didn't do this study. Kotaku did it.
Walmart doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, Walmart don't give a...
No.
Target offered $22.
All four
of
them? No. Assassin's Creed 4 and Battlefield 4 were not found in their system.
Huh.
So they'll take back Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom and Last of Us.
But those are too new. We don't want
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. GameStop, $69.
That's not that big of a difference.
I was going to say, that's surprising considering GameStop. They're usually like,
I was expecting a wildly
that's a number there. I hate Walmart, but it's a bigger swing of Walmart because it's just cheaper there anyway. So it's like you get more. Yeah. You get $5 more plus... You probably get another like $3 or $4 off, so it's like a $10 win.
Get some Doritos. Also, this is
Walmart probably also preparing for that whole used game thing they're doing.
They actually came out and said that. They said we're planning on giving the max for a while. The max of what you're going to get.
And then by the time it actually starts happening, they're like, $2.
Yeah. Well, Kotaku has the different list of, like, I didn't really get it that into it because it's boring, but like Assassin's Creed, they gave 15, and over here they gave 14, but whatever. Best Buy gave $71.
Not bad.
And Amazon.com, taking all four of them in, gave $44.28.
Wow. Why? Because that shipping and handling?
Yucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walmart doesn't care because you know what? They could just, as long as they get you in the store, that $74 is probably going right back to
that
store.
You're
going to
go buying plastic sippy cups and stupid shit while you're walking around. That's why the electronics department's in the back.
That's because everyone's a bunch of fucking suckers.
Mm-hmm. You're all suckers.
You're all a bunch of suckers.
Good night, everyone. All right, so Walmart.com, it took 2 days to receive the e-gift card, and Amazon, it also took 8 days.
Yeah.
And you can only get it in the mail. Yuck.
People, this means that if you're trying to get rid of games, you might want to go to Walmart now.
Right.
No, don't go to Walmart.
Well, actually, I actually have notes on that were not part of the study, but I'll give that in a second. I just want quick to note, the month before, February becomes before March.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
For people who didn't know that, February, it was a very different pricing.
Next week, April.
Right. So Best Buy in February offered $77 instead of $71, which is nice. Amazon offered $57 as opposed to the $44, so that's a little more of a drop. GameStop offered $58 instead of the $69, so they actually went up $11.
What?
Which is interesting. I know.
Hmm.
Target was offering $17, and their game still didn't come up in their system. So it's just for the two.
Target sounds retarded.
And Walmart in February was offering $36 as opposed to the $74 you would have got for holding on for one more month. Isn't that crazy?
Target's waiting, just hitting refresh. It's like, it's not here, man. I can't do nothing for you.
But isn't, I mean, Walmart, $36, and then you wait a month and it's $74? That was really interesting to me.
But why?
Well, they said it's all supply and demand. It was an influx of those particular games in February for whatever reason, and they're on top of it.
They treat games like stocks over there?
Yeah, I guess, man.
Well, they treat the people like stocks, so whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like everything it's Walmart, the prices just keep going down.
Yeah, call around. Call around, man. All right, so an important note that I wrote on it is GameStop and Amazon are really the only ones that give promos for your game. Because I know sometimes when you walk into the GameStop, it'll double your trade-in if you're buying, you know, if you trade in two towards the pre-purchase of a game coming out or something, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's not including those. So if you can grab onto those, just ride that thing out, man. You know, because I don't know about anyone else, but sometimes I wait till that and then I trade in 10 games or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anybody? You guys do that?
I don't ever trade
in games. I know you don't trade
in games. Yeah, I don't trade in games. I usually just sell them on half.com.
I just let you guys borrow them and then I never see them again.
Right.
I'm working on mine. I gave you back two things that I borrowed from you. Fuck you.
Not so much Danny. Or Pete.
Thank you. All right, so I just wanted to say Amazon and GameStop, out of all those retailers, are really the only ones who have these promos of trading in your games. So you still might want to wait for that. And all right, quick side note, they had a customer service poll for the people who walked in. Walmart was friendly but not that knowledgeable in the video game department. Best Buy was knowledgeable, but they all asked a Wii U question because they know Wii U is like the little brother of the gaming world. And they actually dissed the Wii U, saying that it only makes little kid games. So,
not really diss. It literally basically just makes little kid games.
Well, Nintendo's,
yeah, but, I mean,
Nintendo's been like that for years. It's not right. even a diss at this point. It's like they largely make kids.
If you're
games.
An adult male and you're like talking about the Wii U, the guy, if you're, you know, if I was trying to be friendly to him, like, yo, if he didn't know much and I'm a gamer, I'd be like, you probably want to go to the PS3 or the Xbox because the Wii
yeah,
U.
But you
I just picture him being like record store employees back in the day.
Like Tower Records.
Like, oh, no matter what you bought, they had something shitty to say about it.
I never did.
It could be their band. I was awesome. They could be in the band and they'd just be shitty.
Oh, them? That album?
Yeah. I didn't see you at last week's concert.
Mr. Big's Greatest Hits, huh?
There's a story behind that one.
And GameStop. GameStop actually talked up the Wii U and asked the question, but this is an important side note. As an brief ex-employee of GameStop.
You were briefly an ex-employee of GameStop?
No, I've...
You worked the morning once.
For a very long time, I've been an ex-employee of GameStop, but I had a brief tenure at GameStop, and I will say that without breaking any confidentiality clauses, I don't think they made me sign one.
There's got to be a statute of limitations
and you don't,
anyway.
And you probably don't read it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Right, I didn't read that, so...
take them down, man.
Anyway, during the interview, four major retailers, I'm not going to say GameStop, but same gop, did this interview where they asked me what my favorite game was, and I said this, and they were like, well, can you sell it to me? I was like, yeah, I love this, and it was actually Kingdom Hearts. So I was like, Kingdom Hearts is this. And they asked me what my least favorite game was, and I named that game, and they said, sell that to me. So you can't always take the word of the guy behind the counter at some of these game stores because they are forced to. Because
they want salesmen.
Right. Salesmen. Right. They're basically not allowed to tell you something sucks.
The guys at the GameStop near me, man, are straight hustlers. Like, they're always selling stuff. Like, I walked in there and I was like, oh, when does the MLB The Show come out? They're like, oh, May 6th. I was like, all right. And then I started walking out. I was like, they're like, no. We just sold out of the one on PSU. You sure you don't want to get yours now? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, man. Like, there's Best Buy, there's the internet, there's like 1,000 different mediums I can get the game.
Yeah, also, when I walk in here, it's probably going to be here.
Yeah, most certainly probably going to be on your shelf.
All right, definitely going to be here. All right, so I just thought that was a cool study, man.
Oh, one more thing about the GameStop guys. They did rip me once, man. They were like, yo, if you buy the fucking Walking Dead game, you get this, if you pre-order it, you get this the necklace that Daryl wore in...
the ears.
Oh, yeah, the ears?
The ears one, right? So I was like... okay, cool. I'll check out that game and I'll get that sweet little tidbit.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was a keychain ear, man. It was I got robbed.
Nuts.
And the game sucked.
You talking about Survival Instinct?
Yeah.
You're a sucker.
You are a sucker.
You a fool.
Let's find out how much of a fool you are. This is test time.
This is a test.
Top quiz, hot shot.
It's only a test.
That reminds me. I just found out today that Van Damme was the original Predator.
What?
Like, he was the guy in the costume, and he was like, "Fuck this! I don't get to fight ninja fight Schwarzenegger. I'm out." I swear to God, look it up. This was on the internet.
That guy was pretty deep.
I've seen that, and they have the original sketches for what it was supposed. The Predator was terrible. Supposed to look like. It looks stupid.
Wasn't Predator a little more diesel than?
No, it was. They basically changed everything.
The original design was really stupid.
He was wearing basically a green screen thing, and he's like, "I look awful," and they're like, "No, Van Damme, this is a special effect. This is not how you're going to look."
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Swear to God.
Okay. So this actually came to me, this test idea, in a dream. No, it didn't. But I was watching Game of Thrones. I'm power watching that, and everybody's biting it. So I was like, oh, you know what? Would be a great test. People have to name the last game on a console ever made. Last game ever made for a particular console. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer 2 points if you could straight up answer it, and then I'm going to start dropping hints on what game it is, and then you get 1 point for it.
Yeah.
All right, last question will be 3 points.
Okay. How many questions are there?
As many as I
feel like. Up.
Yeah. All right. Wow, Danny, you got your arm.
I'm prepared.
I'm punching up. I took pictures of it because I'm lazy. Like, I was like, oh, I looked up the...
I'm just getting prepared.
Talk amongst yourselves.
What's the system? I don't know.
Chill. All right, North America. North America rules. All right? Okay. So...
Wait, we do rule, but...
Yeah. The last game made for the NES system. 2 points. Novus Redemptor.
Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters.
Negative.
Damn.
It was up there, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, all right. It's definitely one of the last few.
All right, so I'm going to start dropping hints. Mm. It is Mario's main... Well, not main bad guy, but doppelganger.
Wario World?
Negative, but you're on the right track. If I'm going to let it...
Wario's Wario something. I'm just trying to think of what it is.
If he doesn't get it, can I get a second guess?
No. He would be trapped... they're going to get easier, so he would be trapped in the forest.
Wario's Woods?
1 point. Max Barker.
Fuck you.
What do you want me to do?
I'm not mad.
Love me jumped, some alliteration.
You guys jumped your gun.
No, because I remember Tournament Fighters came out like the last year that NES was doing anything.
That is the first mistake Nintendo made, not giving him a Wario World. Okay? He only got the woods.
I know, he got Wario World, and it was a Game Boy game, wasn't it?
That's not nothing. Come on.
A lot of the games they kind of gave were substandard anyway.
This isn't the Wario quiz.
Okay. Sega CD. Last game made on Sega CD ever.
The third game made for it.
Giant Shock.
Street Fighter the Movie?
No. No. I would love to know why you guys are naming some of these games. You just remember. All right.
That seemed like a legit one. Like that. Okay. That's a system killer. Okay.
Oh, you know what you should ask? Name some Sega CD games. There's like four.
Right.
I'll name a bunch.
Fuck you.
So he's killed 25% of them. So anyone else? Okay, so it was based on a movie. He was close.
Batman.
Negative.
Damn.
Sly Stallone vehicle.
I had that game. I know it.
I'm going to give Pete 3 seconds. One.
That's the last clue?
Three. Well,
Demolition Man?
Demolition Man. 1 point.
Let's wait for clues from
I got to give it to him. I got to give him a chance. You had your chance in the
sun.
There
was a Demolition Man game? That was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
There's no point to answer this question before you fucking hit the clue.
Well, if you know it, then you can answer it. Super Nintendo. SNES.
You sure that came out? Because the actual Street Fighter the Street Fighter movie came out after was Demolition Man.
Demolition Man was the last game made.
But I'm just saying, they're both movie games, and Street Fighter came out a year after that movie.
Demolition Man was the last game.
All right, whatever.
Made.
Did Sega CD, the last game was made in what, 95, 96?
Let me look it up. 95, November 15th, 1995.
Because that was around the time of PlayStation, so.
Super Nintendo Entertainment System, the last game ever made.
Not trying for
it. I'll give you guys a date, October 6th,
1998.
Wow. Mm. It's a very popular game.
Madden?
Giant Shock.
Madden?
Negative. In the arcades first. An old arcade game. This was just kind of like a remix for the Super Nintendo. It involved an amphibian crossing the road. Max Barracuda.
Frogger.
You are correct.
Fuck. I know they made that for PlayStation as well.
We'll do two more questions and then a final. Finals were 3 points, so right now Max is
being a douche.
You have all these creative names for kicking your ass.
Last game made.
Was that your hand?
Is that a clue?
No, that was my phone ringing, and we're still running the show off my phone. Last game made for. Let's do Game Boy.
Original Game Boy?
Actually, no.
Like pre-color?
Let's do N64, because Game Boy's got two, and it's not really fair. They came out on the same day. Nintendo 64, August 20th, 2002.
It lasted that long?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was a very popular series. And you can name the series. I'll let you do it.
Banjo-Kazooie?
Negative. Sports series, extreme sports series.
Oh, I know.
Max Barracuda.
Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, August 20th, 2002.
That came out for N64?
Mm-hmm. They were for N64.
Yep. I had no idea.
Look at me. It did.
Ouch.
You don't see me.
Actually, I'm having fun with this. Let's do a couple more. Xbox, original Xbox, last game to come out for it. August 12th, 2008.
Yeah, I never even had that one.
August, I'm just going to take a guess. Madden.
2 points for Giant Shock. Nice.
It was August, is right when Madden comes out.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Good one. PlayStation 2, last game to come out September 27th, 2013. Yes. Yeah, dude, they supported the shit.
Wait. September 27th, 2013.
Yes.
Final Fantasy 14, Realm Reborn.
No.
Damn.
I don't think a Realm Reborn came out for PlayStation 2. So
maybe it was
Probably going to be like a WWF game or something.
Yeah, I don't know why I picked this one. I don't think you guys are going to get this. It involved soccer. How about that? I'll just throw that balls out there.
FIFA?
No. Anybody?
I was thinking of three. That's why.
The only soccer
game. Yeah, whatever. It's Pro Evolution Soccer.
It would be Pro Evolution, not FIFA. Like,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
There's two main soccer games that are simulations. There's Pro Evolution and there's FIFA.
Okay. Let's wrap this up, right?
Sure.
Let's wrap this up for 3 points. Max has 4, Giant has 2, Novus...
Dick!
Novus has dick.
Yeah, straight a dick.
The last game for the Sega Genesis came out in 1998.
Wow.
1998?
Mm-hmm. You guys ready?
Yes, that's been on glues.
It came out on multiple platforms, but it just happened to be the last one for Sega's Genesis. Okay, next big hint. This one's a big one. It was also the last game of its rival system. Max Barracuda.
Frogger
was the kiss of death for both Super NES and Sega Genesis. Max Barracuda. Wins 7 points. Giant Shock 2, Novus Redemptor.
That was a bitch move.
The Goose and Goose Goosinator.
Oh, I'm on a streak tonight.
I think that would have been funner if you didn't give the clues.
What am I going to do? I'm just going to let you have you guys
I
flounder?
I got one.
You guys are just going to flounder? Or Google off where you guys can all Google
the
date?
When you started off by saying the whole thing about... When you started off saying the thing about Game of Thrones and everyone dying, I thought you were going to go through like character deaths and stuff. I was like, cool.
I could do that next
round. No, you can't because he got the quiz now.
Oh, yeah. New rules. Person who wins makes the quiz so that it's different competitors every week.
That's right. You win work to do.
Right. Right, not that much. Right.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea, though. Character deaths.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's do that one next week. Let's see if I can get you some victory music. I can't.
I'm gonna come in next week and give you a clip from like my own victory music, which won't be played anytime soon.
He's just
gonna
play the Rise Like Phoenix thing.
Of course he is.
Wait. Which one's his again? Turn it down.
I can't. Nothing's playing now.
Moving on.
Something I wanted to discuss tonight. And hopefully we do have a clip up earlier to kind of drive the point home. I wanted to talk about, I saw the new superhero games. I saw that the new Spider-Man game is coming out. And it's going to have the people from the movie, but it's also going to have Carnage now. So they're throwing in Carnage, which is nice.
They're throwing Carnage into the game, or is it going to be the movie?
No, into the game, not the movie.
Is he going to be a playable character, or just someone you fight against?
Jeez. Hey, I got my volume working again.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That wasn't obnoxious.
Right, it was. I apologize. No, he's definitely going to be a villain. I mean, they haven't said that, but come on, man. He's not going to be a playable Carnage.
They're giving him a lot of story, because it seems like they just add him in the game.
Well, that's what I liked about the old Spider-Man movie game for The Amazing Spider-Man, is that it was a continuation to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was that the lizard, you needed the lizard, so you actually had to break him out of jail, even though the last of the movie you put him in jail. So that was nice. This one is going to be going on at the same time as the movie. The movie got terrible reviews, by the way.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Well, fuck him. That looks awesome.
Right. Well, I don't know. They said that it's just a little too convoluted.
Well,
there's rhinos and electros.
Well, no.
A lot of O's out there.
Well, they said that I mean, I can see where they're coming from. Not that this is a movie podcast, but, I mean, it's introducing Harry Osborn. It's introducing Harry Osborn again and his thing, and we've already seen that very recently.
How dare they reintroduce something?
It's boring, man. It's boring watching the same story. I love Spider-Man.
The first one did the original, like, 10 minutes, and then they got right into the action. I don't care.
I can't watch Uncle Ben die every 2 years, man. It's boring.
No, but it took 2 seconds to do that. I thought the last one was really good. But
anyway, it was pretty good. Besides the point. Now, Batman's got some kick-ass games. They just got done. They were going to do a Darth Maul game, Batman style.
Why? The guy said nothing in the movie. Like, what are you going
to
base the character?
Trying to back, I don't know, give him a background or something. But
he was on that cartoon show.
He's a Sith.
I wanted to talk about the Superman games.
The Superman?
Yeah, the Superman games.
Why?
64.
Why do they suck so bad?
Because he's Superman.
Why do you think that that's the reason they didn't give him? Because this movie rocked.
It's hard to make a challenging game or compelling game about the guy who can't die and can do everything.
Now here's the thing. I think that the developers just want to do too much like board work, where it's most of the stuff is you flying around being a dickhead.
Yeah, well, because his villain is a rich bald guy.
Yeah, but like the new movie, Zod was the bad guy. So now, like, maybe these developers are like, oh, he has powerful villains like Darkseid and Zod. Maybe we should throw them in there instead of Lex.
But they didn't. They didn't make a new movie.
We get Injustice instead, which is just superhero fights.
Injustice was awesome.
Yeah,
but
that worked.
I mean, do you guys think it's the time is ripe for another Superman game?
I don't know if Superman will ever be a good video game character.
He could be a good video game character if they stuck to that movie. Like, having those fights with Zod and, you know, literally like kind of like Dragon Ball Z-ing through Metropolis.
The fight mechanics would just be... I can't see it being very good. It's probably just going to be button mashing.
You
got to do... Like, a couple of years ago, they had the Hulk game, Ultimate Destruction.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the best games... superhero games ever, because that one really put you in the shoes of the Hulk, and you could do all sorts of Hulk things.
You could bust down all the buildings down.
Yeah, you could tear cars in half and use them as gloves and stuff.
I never saw him surf a bus like he did in that game, but still.
Oh, I got him to surf the bus. I was obsessed with that game. But like, Superman doesn't do anything fun like that. He's not going to be the guy tearing down buildings because he's Superman.
All right, maybe it's like two separate things. Like maybe there's like a fighting part where you fight your bosses or whatever, and then it's a choose your path type game where like you talk to.
They would never do a you can be an evil Superman.
No.
Unless you were Bizarro or something.
No, but I mean, like, not in that sense. I meant like your relationships with people, as far as like talking to them, and maybe like I don't know, to try to develop his world a little bit, like with like.
He is straight white bread, man. He's boring.
Like, I don't want to see that. Like, that's the thing about a video game. It's you're not like literally trying to recreate the exact same story. Like, you can do whatever you want. It's a video game. That's the whole fun.
Right.
But that's part of the problem, though. People who have made Superman games in the past did what they wanted to, and they sucked.
When the fuck did they ever? When did he ever fly through rings? It's not Sonic that flies.
Did you play Superman Returns for the 360?
I liked it.
Some parts of that are really good. The game is just monotonous because it's the same thing. It's basically as monotonous as Superman 64.
Are you kidding me? That big tornado fight at the end didn't pull you in?
That game was just... the flying around was pretty cool.
It already sounds more exciting than that movie, though.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff that they introduced into that game that's really cool, that could work, but it was poorly implemented for that particular game.
When he was flying and he hit the sound barrier when he started going fast, it was
after you get out of Metropolis, pretty much you're just kind of flying over the ocean for a while. It's like playing Wind Waker, but not fun.
Maybe you can make it like a FPS and make it sort of like that Star Wars game where you have all those abilities and shit.
Force Unleashed.
Yeah, that or the other one they have. That one. I'm sorry.
We'll go
Force Unleashed. Where it's like you have all the abilities and you could, it's an FPS, so it's not like.
There's a great video on YouTube. Look up Superman with a GoPro. When you watch that, that's what it would look like.
Yeah.
Do you know what a GoPro is?
No. Yeah. It's the helmet.
The little cameras that they hook up to various things.
You can see like people taking kayaking and shit like that. Like,
yeah, they put them on birds and stuff. They put them on birds, yeah.
You're never getting it back.
No, but they did a whole little story of Superman finds a GoPro with like a "if found, please return to," and he puts it on and fights some bad guys and saves some people, and then
done. So it's cool. It's not just like funny.
No, it's just kind of a cool little Superman.
Oh, that is thing. Cool.
But it looks cool, so I can. I don't think a first person would necessarily work, but it'd be fun to see them try.
I don't think so, because his main power is being bulletproof and punching things. So like, it's not like he's
got laser eyes.
Yeah,
Your whole screen goes red. You're like,
that's the thing. I can't even think of a storyline from the comics that could necessarily translate to a good.
Does it matter that I thought of a storyline for the new Superman game? Okay. I've been thinking about it because I did have a lot of fun flying through the city in the old one. Mm-hmm. All right, so my Superman game. I hope the right people are listening, is you have these awesome powers right off the bat. You know, you're Superman.
You're doing God of War style?
Yes. Very God of War style. God of War 2 style.
Yeah.
Where you have all the powers, and then all of a sudden you rob a bank, some dude shoots you with the special kryptonite or whatever, and your powers are very limited then. And they got to come back to you. But, you know, there's a deadline, and I would like to see you... See, I got the idea from Hulk, Ultimate Hulk, in which you're jumping, like you're leaping, and you know, you can get an achievement, leaping single, you know, buildings in single bound, and then eventually you unlock that flight, and then you unlock that, and then at the end, you're ready to go again with the full powers.
But switch out getting shot by a bank robber to Metropolis's under invasion from Darkseid.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
And he steals the power a little bit?
Yeah.
Right.
All
right.
Now you got some villains.
Was it idea just came, I had? All right, you're on a street, Lois Lane's chilling. Up comes fucking Lex Luthor, punches in the gut, throws it over her shoulder, and then a garage door opens, and out comes Batman and Superman.
Okay, I like it.
Why did you make that game start off like Double Dragon?
That's why he's made it start off. That's, come on.
You can't get better than that. Right. Like, literally, there is no story. That girl got socked in the stomach. I think the Lee brothers, that's their chick.
No, what happened to her? What happened to the girl?
She got socked in the stomach.
She got laid out.
She got laid out. It'd be funny if they just left her there and, like, they had to bring her inside and make sure she was all right, and then they went out.
Or if they did the storyline to Injustice, where, you know, Superman became, like, the super...
Well, he didn't become anything. He just was an alternate world.
Right. I meant that world.
DC is using this alternate world thing to death lately. So.
But I need them to do it so I can get a kick-ass Superman game.
Just do the Invasion story. Like, the new 52 Invasion, where that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. I'm hankering for a new Superman.
Apocalypse invades. The Earth's yellow sun is blocked out, so your powers are limited.
Okay.
So you have like clouds, super clouds. You can't fly.
Super clouds.
like apocalypse. They have
big
clouds.
S's on them. It's that shit of Mario that throws little shells at you.
It's like, an angry sun up there.
It's not super clouds. It's not the S, giant shock. It's my people's symbol for hope. That happens to be an S.
Whenever you got beat by clouds, bitch. I don't know. It's a cloudy day. Superman's all ill.
I don't know, man. It just makes me sad. It makes me sad when he doesn't have these games, man. Everybody else gets a game, but my boy.
No UV's going through this cloud, Superman. It's like a net of sun.
My tan, I'm so pale.
He is always a very pale guy for like a guy who soaks in the sun all day, right? Like you never have like a nice... Like Mediterranean Superman, like an olive tone.
I think his body eats it.
He's got Kryptonian skin. I don't know.
Right.
You figure he have a nice olive tone, like he's looking like he should be on the Riviera.
He's impervious to bullets. I'm pretty sure he's impervious to sunburn.
Yeah, I don't think
not sunburn. I get a nice tan going on.
I think the tan is technically sunburn.
That's kind of burning.
No.
His body is
like
watching
all the sun. Like,
he doesn't set that Superman isn't swarthy enough now.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, they're always talking about his body just eats the sun up. And it's just like, this guy looks like he needs some sun. I don't know. A little white.
All right.
Go to the beach, man.
Okay.
Get those UVs.
Let's,
stop hanging out on her super cloud, dick.
God, I wish I had my sound buttons back. All right. So, oh my god, stop.
It's not even put.
Does anyone recognize this song? For 3 points. And beating Max Barracuda in the quiz.
Yeah, right. What is it?
Sounds like Sonic the
Hedgehog. It's from they play it at the end of the night in the Disney theme park.
That's not creepy at all.
You downloaded that?
Yeah.
Was you Shazam? Like, got to get me some of this music.
I love it. Okay, so time to shoot the breeze, folks. Let's wrap this thing up. I don't have the button, so.
I was gonna say half of the show was shooting the breeze and side notes.
I know.
The whole Superman thing.
I want to say that RBI Baseball, like the original like Nintendo game, has come back, and it's like almost it's just like a souped up version of the Nintendo version. Where like you just move your player around in the box anywhere you want and like
that's cool, man.
Like when you switch, just you hit A or whatever. And
is it coming out for Nintendo?
I think it's a digital game. I'm not positive. They didn't give me too much information on it. They just said on Yahoo like RBI Baseball coming back, and I watched the preview for it. Ended up being like I was psyched because I remember playing that as a kid, and it was just like a really just easy game to pick up. Because the sports games got really really like get complicated after a while. This is just like you hit it and has all like the cool NES noise, like the, you know, like the old like 16-bit noises and shit.
Did
they're bringing back the old 16-bit noises?
The noises like when you hit the ball.
That's fun, man. That's good stuff.
Did you play? Or I think they made it. They did the Tecmo Bowl Redux.
I played the original Tecmo Bowl.
No, I think they remade it like a year ago.
Did they? No, I never played it.
I want to see it.
I remember Tecmo Bowl. All you had to do was like go in your backfield, run in a circle, get everyone around you,
and then have YouTube videos on how to do it.
I was watching this game series one time, and the guy kept using pass one. And just every single turn, he knew what like the other guy knew what was happening, but he just couldn't stop him. So he just kept throwing it, catching it, keep going.
That even happened in the original Maddens. If you really found a sweet play with your team, it was hard.
Yeah,
I remember the Joe Montana football. Thought they were clever, and they had like all these different camera views. And at the time on Sega Genesis, it was like a big deal. And one of the camera views was the blimp view, and all you were looking at was 11 red dots versus 11 blue dots. And it was like, what the fuck is going on? Also, in that game, you could just run your backfield, go in a circle.
Football games were
tormented by that back in the day.
All right, anybody else? Shoot the breeze.
You're doing Last of Us for PS4.
I know, but you know they did Tomb Raider too.
Brushing it up a little bit.
Yeah. Let's just take the whole library from 2013
and just give it a little spit shine.
Yeah. Superimpose it.
You know what? Because it's like the new systems aren't that like crazy different from the old systems. You know, like they're
cause not yet, man. I haven't seen anything that really blew me away.
So like, do I really need an import of a game that just came out last year on a pretty good system? That's not like
if you didn't bring buy it, if you didn't play it.
Well, yeah. I guess if you didn't play it, there's a reason to.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not that excited about like
just hang in there, wait for Shaq Fu to show up.
Yeah,
digital download on your phone.
Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to buy that because of all of our commentary.
I'm pretty sure.
Did he come out? Is he being made? Did they win?
It's not going to be made.
Okay. They actually had a Kickstarter to have money not to make Shaq Fu. That right. actually...
Which totally
they hit
totally
their goal.
Yeah.
Right.
Met their quota. And they sued Shaq.
They sent out the stock certificate that said, you will not see Shaq Fu in your lifetime. Oh, good.
They announced another Borderlands game, which I'm excited for.
Yeah, it's on the moon, right?
Are you talking about the pre-sequel?
With Don Cornelius.
Playing tennis with Don Cornelius.
Which I do like. I mean, it doesn't necessarily 100% piss you off because it's not a sequel.
It is a...
It bridges one and two.
Prequel.
Yeah, it was a pre-sequel. But it bridges games one and two. You're playing on the side of Handsome Jack as he rises to power.
That even irk you more that it's not a true prequel. It's just a prequel of the fucking second game.
I think it's a cop-out.
I'm going to enjoy it because I love the game. I love the series. So
I'm
going to be quite happy when it comes out. I think it comes out this year, too.
Do you play a multiplayer?
What's that?
Is that the
No, that's a completely
no,
different one.
No, that's Tales from the Borderlands.
Yeah, and I think that goes more into Handsome Jack's story as well. So.
Yeah.
Do you play it multiplayer?
Yeah, well...
That's a much better way to play that game.
When you play it by yourself, it's so boring. When you got to play with friends.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that you can play for like longer than maybe 40
I
minutes.
Never played it by myself. Do you get any other like computer friends to fight with you, or is it just you?
No, it's just you. I played the sniper at first because it was hot and everybody was doing it. Like, we had a team.
You're talking about the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay, yeah.
I played the sniper, and then after like a week, we couldn't get it together, and I had to play the whole game as the sniper, and, you know, that's not a dude that gets in the tussle.
That's how I used. I didn't have much of an issue, but then again, I was also doing achievements at the time. Whereas for the second one, I picked the assassin.
You had the eyes on the prize.
I picked the assassin, and even in games like that where you're expected to use guns, I always go in for the fight. So, like, I have a shotgun, and I have a sword. So I just kind of, you know, shoot, slice.
I use the guy who grew big and just punched people. I don't know.
Oh, Brick.
Because was it the two guys I was playing? One guy was the assassin guy, and one guy was the assault guy. So I didn't want to be like the chick. I was like, all right, well, by default, I'll be this big dude.
That's one thing that bothered me about the second one, though. Like, they didn't change up the female character at all. It's the same character. It's the same skill set and everything.
Well, they probably were like, nobody used that character. Like...
It's a good character, and they just didn't change anything. They maybe added a few things, but they didn't change it. It's like, okay, there's no real appeal to the character. You're just kind of doing the whole, you know, male fantasy again at this point.
Yeah, new settings, same characters.
Yeah, it's not...
Unless you're Batman.
So you want, like, an ugly chick?
No, I'm just saying, like...
Hard to look at?
They made her the support character in the first one, they made her the support character in the second one with the same exact skill set.
Let's tone down that TNA, make it a little frumped up. Make it realistic, like if she had powers.
I'm just saying that they should have come up with something different, considering the fact that they came up with, like, you know, Gunzerker, crazy short Mexican guy with two guns. Oh, that's pretty awesome. What do we have for the girl? Nothing new.
Knockers. Yeah. Just big old knockers.
Pretty awesome and slightly racist. That's...
So, yeah, that kind of bothered me, that they came up with, you know, new ideas for three characters and then went, fuck it.
Yeah, I can see that. That's kind of lame.
They probably look at the achievements and, like, no one had the achievement for beating the game with the chick. They're like, well, I guess...
You guys see the new Sonic crew? Knuckles is huge.
Knuckles,
I saw that, like,
hitting the gym. Top heavy,
dude. He is hitting
working
the
out
gym.
With Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
No squats, but I mean, like, he's skipping shoulders. Leg day.
Boy, it's all about the cardio. Down, you know, you gotta be fast in those games, so he can't be too heavy.
That's true. His little legs are gonna be
his head's running on the ground. This scrape, like,
he's so guilt-ridden from being duped by Robotnik. He's like, oh man, I have to make up for it and be really ridiculously
strong.
He
is so huge in this.
It's ridiculous.
It's stupid looking.
Yeah.
Robotnik's like,
but at least he looks a little different.
You know what he
kind
of looks like?
I guess.
He kind of looks like one of the Battletoads.
He looks exactly like a Battletoad.
Like Rash. Yeah. The big one.
Like you know what I never got? Like, they're always, like, so into throwing, like, marketing schemes. Why would no shoe company ever throw money at Sonic and just be like, yo, he's rocking the Air Jordans in this game or something?
They
like
tried
that. Did they?
That's where we did this in the history 1 week. So yeah. I remember the symbol on Knuckles' chest was originally a Nike swoosh.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, the actual shoes that they wear are shiny shoes that they're trying to hawk, you know?
Well, like, deal's fault. Maybe
have you ever seen his pointy-ass red shoes?
You're going to wear...
Why don't you just strap two nice tiny traffic cones on your feet?
Yeah, you're going to wear some bright red shoes?
I mean...
But you mean just put some Nikes on, on Sonic?
Put some, like, sweet kicks on him or something like that.
I think by the time that they would have thought of that, Sonic was on the downslope. Yeah.
They just released a game in 2006 that sucked.
Yeah.
No, they've done Lost World for the Wii U, which I liked. It's difficult.
Which I liked means...
I got it for free. It wasn't too bad.
Critically bombed.
Sonic Generations came out, which was a good mix of old and new. That was pretty good. What else was that?
Oh, Sonic Generation was the side-scroller, right?
Yeah, it was the side-scroller, and they basically kind of combined Sonic Adventure and that.
I played that one.
But it was basically where the two alternate universes combined.
Right,
and,
yeah, right. Old-school-looking Sonic.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I did play that one. It was pretty good.
I like that one. So.
Yeah.
All right,
let's wrap this thing up. From all of us to all of you.
Get laid out!
Stop by the booth and get laid and out. All right, thanks for playing, guys.
Do you not have the music?
No, I don't. Oh, here it is.